Radio.
About to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 at 7:06 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It's September 24th, and it's going to be a loud, thunderous day. Joined today, of course, by Bad Bob.
You're in rare form this morning.
I have ridden my Harley. I have thrown my leg over the iron horse. I have had the rumbling of 500 pounds of romp and stomp and Harley steel.
I wonder what the neighbors think when that...
You know what?
When that starts to explode.
If they don't like it, let them get one. Just so happens our next
little baby
door neighbor,
Harley's all over the...
Yeah, it just happens next door neighbor loves it. So we don't have to... You know, it's a good thing. Otherwise, all five of his dogs come into our backyard. You know, what a great day this is going to be. And, you know, when you ride, you want to ride with a good partner. And I ride with the best, Linda.
Oh, well, thank you. You know what? That means a lot because I never rode. And I'll share that with you guys. I never rode. I was always afraid of motorcycles. And then I met Carl and started riding with Carl and the Patriot Guard riders up here. And I really enjoy it. So a gang of us are going to head out. And
honey, we don't want to use the word gang. You know, the police listen,
group.
The sheriff's
a
listen.
A group.
A club. We're just a club.
Okay, by the way, it's going to be high today of 92. Can you believe that?
Not where we're going.
Well, it's but still. And do you want to hear about a little bit what's happened in history? First of all, Cameron, I want one of your scones. So if a scone comes in, please come over here and drop it by the station. I would love it. So both of us would. You have the best scones going on. And Bob, good morning.
And good morning to you. You look quite fetching in your biking outfit, and have fun in Tahoe.
Like that leather, huh, Bob? I saw it. I saw you looking at
okay,
it.
Okay, I want to explain my shirt, okay? My shirt has rhinestones on it and a picture of a man. It's outlined in black with the letters N-U-D-I-E. Nudie. And I, you know, for those of you who don't know who Nudie is, Nudie was a Polish immigrant who became a very famous tailor in Hollywood and beyond for the movies. And if you look at a lot of the Roy Rogers, some of the fabulous studded rhinestone outfits, they were custom tailored by Nudie.
Yeah, he dressed cowboys just like they used to dress in the 1880s with those rhinestones and those big belt buckles and that
silver
bling and that,
yeah.
And that saddle that weighed 8,442 pounds.
Very Roy Clark, if you know what I mean. Very, very, you know, that era and beyond, you know, of course. And historical man, and he played, you know, he played a mandolin. He played a mean mandolin. And he was famous for driving around a big Cadillac with silver dollars all over his convertible white Cadillac with big bullhorns on the end. And he had a shop on Lancashire Boulevard in North Hollywood. And he was alive and well in full swing with his career when I moved to Hollywood in 1977. And so when I was in Nashville at a country music awards event, in one of the silent auction items, they had, you know, Nudie t-shirts and a Nudie mandolin and a book. And I met his daughter, who's continued on with the website. And
is
the
she Miss Nudie?
Yes, she is Miss Nudie. Okay. So she signed the book, and we and then later on at the Golden Boot Awards, I got to wear some of his, in fact, I think before I met you, I was wearing that fabulous belt and coat from Nudie's. But so anyway, that's what the t-shirt is.
You know, that's in case anybody that, when they saw it, any of the listeners that saw that had a question.
I'm not advertising that. Say what you're going to say, Bob. Bob kept trying to get in there.
Oh, no. I just remember when I was growing up, my parents, of course, raised quarter horses and did match pairs in local parades for a number of years. And the annual catalog would come every year. And I remember being fascinated by that car as a kid.
So his catalog, Nudie's catalog, he had a catalog.
Oh, absolutely. Nudie Rodeo Tailors would send out a catalog every year, and the car was always featured on the cover.
How much longer are we going to go on with this? I mean,
well,
I'm
wait
just
a minute.
Wondering.
Before we take a break, we have to find out, even as spectacular as that is Nudie, is that today there's a fictional neighborhood where some of the residents are named Kermit, Big Bird, Bert and Ernie, Miss Piggy, and Oscar the Grouch. It's called Sesame Street. The creator of the lifelike characters, Jim Henson, was born on this day in 1936. Henson moved his Muppets to network TV in 1969. Children of all ages were able to enjoy the Muppets' antics, and they got their own show, The Muppet Show, which generated The Muppet Movie and other films like The Muppets Take Manhattan and The Great Muppet Caper. How could you ever forget Kermit the Frog?
You can't. You know, in fact, I'm talking about Sesame Street. They had a young lady that was going to appear on Sesame Street. And they did a preview of it, and her clothing was too risque, and the parents complained, and they had to pull that episode.
Who was?
It's one of the young
celebrities
now that, you know, go through like a meteor. You know, you see them, they flash through, and that's it.
Had a huge waiting list of celebrities wanting to get on that show. It was fantastic during its heyday.
Oh yeah. Hey, let's take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about the wars have started. Yes, a war. A war between the candidates. It's down, it's dirty, it's ruthless. We're going to talk about that as soon as we get back. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Sounds
electronic. Welcome back to KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. Let me tell you, that is... When did we start putting Yamahas on the show? Yeah, that's your idea of a bike, huh? Bad Bob. Is there a Yamaha going by or a little... Does it go screaming by? No. It's like potato. It's 7:15 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. We're getting ready to take a Harley trip today with some really good friends.
Weather today, 92, if you're just tuning in. It's currently 56 degrees. What a beautiful day. That moon is something to talk about. That moon right now. I think we're going to get that moon tonight in Tahoe.
Well, you know what? You know what that means.
What?
Riding nudie.
Well,
down the middle of Lake Tahoe's, you know, South Lake Tahoe.
And,
if it's a full moon like that.
Well, fabulous. The weather tonight, the weather is always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. And how fabulous to catch that moon. Bob, you're really good about these things. Is that moon, will it last till tomorrow night?
Well, it will be somewhat diminished because it is starting to wane, but Yes, it will still be quite bright. And this time of year, the planet Jupiter is quite bright, so you see that very bright planet run in roughly the same plane, and it's quite a spectacular sight. And this time, depending on where you're looking at it from, they'll be very close to being in conjunction.
So you can see Jupiter and the moon? You see Uranus?
Okay, this atmospheric moment...
You had to go there, didn't you?
This atmospheric moment is brought to you by Free Fire Radio. No, what I'm trying to say is that Candace Lavolsi will be out at Anselmo's tomorrow night. So what a fabulous night to take your sweetie... your friends, your parents, and just experience a wonderful night of music and have a great glass of wine on the balcony overlooking with the fabulous moon
this
in the
is
sky.
A world class.
474-5546. They may be sold out, but make your reservations now. 474-5546. That's in Selma Vineyards. And but tomorrow you may want to before that. Let's say you're going to make a day of it. Go to the Mash Bash. They are still needing volunteers to help set up and tear down. This is going to be an incredible event with a real-life-like MASH unit that's completely built according to as if it were
it's like it's on,
the
like,
real thing.
Yeah, it's like they built the unit like almost like from the TV show.
And there's going to be a Hot Lips and Clinger costume contest. Patrick Jones is going to be out there with cooking the tri-tip barbecue. You need to get a hold of Rob Burrows. This is a benefit for the Northern California Heritage Center. He's going to be in a little bit later talking about
that. Yeah, Rob's going to be in at 8 o'clock talking about a couple of things.
Now, you know, Eddie Fisher passed away. He was 82 years old.
You know, Eddie Fisher was married to Elizabeth Taylor. I just didn't understand that.
How about married to Debbie Reynolds first?
He was part of that army, huh?
Yeah.
She said that she always, whoever she slept with, she married. Okay, so in the 1950s, he was a huge teen idol, and he died in Berkeley, California. He I had so many hits. Thinking of You and Oh My Papa. Coca-Cola gave a $1 million contract to be its national spokesman and sponsored its television show. But in 1956, rock and roll was starting to fade, and Hold Fisher's brand of simple pop music was waning. So his career started to fizzle, and he kind of got involved in drugs and alcohol and stuff. And in his autobiography, Been There, Done That, he wrote, "It isn't the music that people remember most about me, it's the women." So anyway, Eddie Fisher married Debbie Reynolds, the box office star who was America's sweetheart, of course. In 1955, they had two kids, Carrie and Todd.
Yes,
Carrie's done
Princess,
so many things.
Princess Leia.
Yes.
Carrie Fisher.
Killer outfit she had on and killer body. So anyway, in 1958, of course, their close friend Taylor's husband, movie producer Mike Todd, was killed in a plane crash.
And then Elizabeth and Eddie became even closer friends.
That's right. And they were married in 59. They adopted a child together, and he had a role in her movie, Battlefield 8. I don't know. All that woman, she's such an all that woman. I'm not kidding. I mean, she's an amazing specimen, that one.
I don't know if specimen is the right word, but she is an amazing actress in that. Okay, look, we talked about wars. We talked about the wars that have started here in River City. We talked about what they're going. It's front page news. It was going around the internet. It was being passed from email to email. Look at this. Well, we got to take a break, but as soon as we come back, we're going to talk about that. We're going to stay away from Eddie Fisher, Elizabeth Taylor, and I swear, if the term Britney Spears ever comes across here in seriousness, somebody come down and hit me. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
If you're in the market for...
Welcome back. It's 7:24 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460, Free Fire Radio. Good morning. It's a nice morning, and it's going to be 94 today. It's going to be a great morning. Talked about the wars. That's right. The wars have heated up. If it wasn't hot enough, guerrilla warfare has begun. The stealth movement throughout the city. The, you know, probing one place here, going to another, approaching with overwhelming force. That's right. The sign wars have begun. It's not enough just to find a sign and put little X's on it. It's not enough to steal a sign. Now, we are seeing signs being sandwiched. That's right. Gary Cad's sign was out on the road, minding its own business, advertising Gary Cad, when first a truck came up and pulled up, carrying the signs that said the slate of candidates of Murray, Speer, and Sullivan. Parked on one side of the Gary Cad sign. A few minutes later, reinforcements arrived. Maybe they jumped. Maybe they swam in. We're not sure. Another truck came in and parked on the other side of the Gary Cad sign. Yes, the same slate of candidates. Murray, Speer, and Sullivan. Effectively blocking off Gary Cad's right to be seen by the hundreds of thousands of people that probably drove down Old Altura's Road that day. Now, festooned all over the sign is the police alliance, the police association. The first responders were all over the signs of Speer, Murray, and Sullivan. So, were they breaking the law? Were these police that did this? Were they just supporters? Is this a huge story? Must be. It was on the front page of the Record Searchlight. Right up there with stabbing suspect arrested and fun at the fair and Blockbuster going down the tubes.
Yeah, there goes the rest of my investment there. You know,
there are photos out there of it. It was sent to us, and obviously, I think Bruce Ross talked about it first. But you know what? Hey, you know, guys, it's Reading. It's, you know, I realize that it's going to get even heated up more. I expect to see, signs set on fire in the middle of the night. But
reach a saturation point beyond which, when I see a certain number of signs for a candidate, I become less likely to vote for that particular candidate. That may be me. I reach an annoyance point where if I'm kind of indifferent to a candidate, they start losing ground the more signs I see. Maybe that's just me.
Yeah. Okay, skunk story part two. Now, if you remember my story yesterday where Snooki, or as we call her, Elk Killer, that's her dog name. Her slave name is Snooki. But her dog name is Elk Killer. Jumped out there and attacked with complete abandon a skunk. And if you weren't listening yesterday, you missed a great story. Anyway, after she rolls, turns over with it, rolls, fights it to a standstill, then she comes back and wants to be my best friend. Well, as it turns out, I found out something really valuable, my friends. The skunk odor does not appear right away. It appears as time goes by and quickly, especially when it's up against heat. And if you take the little dog and wrap it in a towel, it just magnifies it. One important part here, do not ever walk into the house with a dog wrapped in a towel that's just been skunked. Your wife, that sweet little girl, that sweet woman, turns into a tigress.
She gave you the forehead thing, didn't
Whoa,
she?
Oh, she did. She gave me a forehead butt, you know, as I'm reeling out of the house.
I thought, how many wars have you been in? How many legions have you?
I tell you what, none as bad as it was.
How many legions of men?
None as it was the night before last, let me tell you that. Oh, my God, I thought I was going to be torched.
You know, well, hello.
I was bleeding.
You grew up in the South.
Well, yeah.
Do they have skunks in the South?
Well, yeah, but I don't usually carry them in the house.
And you never had a little one like ours. So anyway.
Trying to protect her.
So the next day, continuing on.
Okay.
Yesterday.
You know, so the rest of the story is that we hit her with the hydrogen peroxide mixture that works, absolutely works. Smells great. The only person who was having problems with skunk smell that night was his fingernails. We got that fixed. So yesterday, we go out. A friend comes over. Throws the ball back into the area, into the bushes. Snooki jumps into the bushes, where it just so happens she'd been rolling with the skunk the night before. Comes out with a little smile on her face and a ball in her mouth and skunk
smell
all over her. So we did it again.
Oh, no, we didn't apply the
It was no, it wasn't.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, okay, but we had to finish up on the skunk story there. So, but she didn't look quite as unhappy this time. If we come back, we're going to be talking, this guy from Iran. In his stories and what he believes. And, you know, the U.S. walked out during the speech. They walked, and they should have been throwing eggs at him. Carl and Linda Bott.
Shoes.
Yeah, shoes. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, and KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Here on KCNR 1460. Oh, I had a great time last night doing my show On the Spot with Linda Bott. We had Rockin' Ron on, and James Fossen talking about the show that's going to be here on the 29th at the Cascade Theater, The Guilty Women. Dave Alvin and The Guilty Women. Pretty cool stuff coming up. You guys have to come out that night. It'll be great. And it's a wonderful fundraiser for the schools, to give money to the schools. And also, I'm really excited about some of the sponsors that have been behind my show. The Mount Shasta Mall, where I'm going to get to do three live shows in October, November, December, On the Spot with Linda Bott, talking about just fun stuff like, you know, what's hot, what's not. Guys, you might want to think about where coming on down and finding out what to get your kids, your spouse, your girlfriend, your boss. A lot of gift ideas coming up for the holidays. I want to talk. I also, wow, had a incredible woman on the show last night by the name of Janet Brashears. So what's happening here, it's really kind of cool, Carl and Bob. The show is kind of getting its own legs where people are hearing about, I do a segment called A Woman in a Man's World, Breaking the Glass Ceiling. And the three women, three shows that have come in have just been these unbelievably accomplished women that are doing, of course, jobs that you would go, you do what? So last night, and of course we're going to have her on our show as well, because you must meet her if you haven't met her. She is the chief deputy coroner. She is in charge of countywide services animal regulation in the civil unit. She's been through the FBI Academy. She is a Lieutenant Janet Brashear.
In the Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
She's amazing. We were talking about, you know, the coroner's office and a woman that's the coroner. We're going to have her on. So that's just really, really cool stuff. And it's, you know, in 1988, she was managing a Shears restaurant, Shears hair salon. And she wasn't, you know, doing the books and just trying to figure out where am I going. She just had a baby. And, you know, she just went into this thing. So I think the idea here is to be able to empower women who may be thinking, I'm stuck, I don't know what I want to do with my life. And the stories of these women who have really created a phenomenal career, and they've just kind of fallen into something they're really good at that is not really what you would think a woman... I hate to be, you know, typecasting or putting, you know, women in a,
well,
you know, you
the
can
thing
only...
about it is that, you're gonna, you know, women are more and more... are. I mean, you're seeing the more and more jobs that you would think would be predominantly men. So, you know, it's just something that, and it's in Reading. I saw the lieutenant last night, and she says usually when people say she works for the sheriff's department, they go, oh, are you a dispatcher? And at which point she puts them into some kind of come-along hole, puts them on the ground, and says no. Okay, I'm kidding about that. But all of your hosts, all of your guests have been like that.
Something else I want to share with you guys is there is, right at 9 o'clock, if you think, okay, I really want to go play golf, we'll go out to Tierra Oaks. At 9 o'clock is the Make-A-Wish 2010 Edward Jones Charity Golf Tournament. And we had somebody, a gal on, not I think last week, who is a recipient of Make-A-Wish. And Barbara Harrison was on, and she said that each person that is a recipient of Make-A-Wish, it costs about $6,000, and she had the great opportunity of going to the Country Music Awards and sitting
what
up front.
What an amazing young lady that
she was. She's amazing. We'll have her on again, but she's just one of many, and your charitable donations and showing up for something like this helps to make a wish come true. Now, I have in front of me that boxer. I know you guys are looking at that right now because I know that Fiorina is coming to
up here to Reading.
But according to what's in front of me, boxer's leading Fiorina by 6 points in California.
Yeah, but that's, you know, some of the polls go drop it to four, and you know it's a toss up. But she's bringing in the big guns though, the ones that are really helping her. She's bringing in President Obama and Michelle. If they can get Michelle off the jet, you know, that goes to Spain now and then. So she's bringing in her big guns, the ones that have helped us so much, the president and the first lady, to use in her campaign. I don't know if that'll help. But
they take California for granted, the Democrats do, and I think that may be a rude awakening someday.
Well, I hope so. You know, here's the thing the latest Farina ad has hit Boxer on her arrogance. And if you're talking about the time that she was with, you know, addressing the general, and the general was saying to her, yes, ma'am, and Boxer with her head down on her, with her head on her hand, says, you know, I would appreciate it if you'd address me as senator. I've worked so hard to get there. So, of course, the general goes, yes, senator. I mean, the arrogance of this woman to say this to this general officer who was briefing her about the situation in Iraq. And then she has the gall to say, oh, I talked to the general afterwards. He was fine with it. Oh, yeah. What's he going to say? You know, what's he going to call you a liar at that point? No, he wasn't fine with it. Why would he be fine with that? You admonished him in public. You could have done is at the first break, and they do take breaks, is had one of your people, one of your minions, and you probably wouldn't talk to him, go over there and say, hey, you know, the senator would like to be addressed as senator. That's all it would take. But no, hey, let's do it. Let's get our digs in at the military, huh, Barbara? Anyway, I know that doesn't seem like a big thing, but this is just one of the things in the arrogance of people who have been in politics and have been in those regions for so long, the arrogance of it. And I do not like that. Hey, we're going to take a break here. We're going to come back and talk about a couple of places around here are celebrating anniversaries, but also the fact that war in Iraq is still going on, my friends. no matter what Obama says, no matter what you read, there's still a war going on there. Carlin and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Six's Fortune Show brought to you by BNT CNR 14. Six's Fortune Show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Right off Airport Road, Doug Tooley and his men go out and put in Dish Satellite, and they do a great job.
They men work in hard. Black.
Yeah, well, they, you know, well, they have black T-shirts. So, but they come out, they put in the finest in home theater sound, surround sound, and Dish Satellite service, 244-1988. Local boy has made good. Been in the business since 1985. Was an 82nd Airborne.
Cameron Middleton.
Thank good morning.
You. Yes, thank you for bringing us scones.
He doesn't work at B&T.
No, but Cameron Middleton works down.
Linda has shifted.
Cameron Middleton owns River City Java, and it's right down, like, we can walk there. So this morning, I was having a scone withdrawal, and I said, please. And he, what did he do? He brought me down. He carried, hand-carried, two fabulous blueberry scones. Thank you,
now
Cameron.
That's customer service. That
it's almost a block and a half. It was a difficult walk, and I've got to walk back. It's, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Very welcome.
Which probably explains the $100 cost for the scones, but no, just kidding.
I'm just charging you $20 apiece. Okay. Yeah. No.
The real reason we kept Cameron here, is you are a member of the Planning Commission.
Mm-hmm.
The Turtle Bay. How this is kind of fortuitous. The Turtle Bay Hotel last time was put on hold because?
Well, what we did was we motioned for a, Commissioner Wanicott motioned for a continuance. We basically sent the application back to the applicant and said, okay, we want some things revised here, and go ahead and bring it back to us in 2 weeks. So at our meeting at 4 p.m. Tuesday,
This Tuesday,
we will be readdressing the matter.
What were the things that had to be revised?
There were various issues, some flow, pedestrian flow issues, some entrance issues. Commissioner Wanicott in her motion had some a few details that she wanted revised. We looked at parking, bicycle traffic accessibility, some of those other issues. So we really wanted to just fine-tune a few things and take it back to the applicant, have them revise it, and bring it back.
Is there still only one way in and out of that place?
Yes. There is. There is one emergency access, if you will, over by KRCR. And personally, I didn't think we addressed it enough. It wasn't fully addressed. However, there is a breakaway gate that goes out onto 44 over by the satellite dishes at KRCR. Now, whether or not that's sufficient is one of the things that's definitely up for debate.
Can you get emergency equipment in that way?
You could, although the fire marshal I know is not crazy about it. And a lot of people think that the Sundial Bridge is also a secondary access. It is not considered by the fire marshal standards a secondary access.
I don't think so because, I mean, the thing starts swaying if you get 100 people on it.
Yeah, and have a large fire truck going over some glass panels. It's not fully rated for that type of equipment.
Oh, you think it, yeah. Okay. Hey, look, we got to take a quick break and come back. We'll finish up with Cameron. We also got a caller on the phone, our regular caller. And Amy, hang on, and we'll be right back.
Hi.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1465 in the morning. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Go on in there. It's the finest walk-in humidor in the state. You can find anything you want and buying and preparing coffee, pounds of coffee for sale. That's Tobacco and Brew. Joe and Shelley, great Americans. Great Americans. Go down and visit them.
Well, and you know what we're going to be doing? We're going to be re-upping our Fridays. When I say re-upping, we took a summer off. And so I think starting in a few weeks on Fridays, we're going to be having the candidates. And we'll announce that. We're setting that up right now for Friday afternoons at 12 o'clock in the meeting room over there. Currently 58 degrees, going to be high today of 92. We wanted to thank you once again, Cameron, for all that you do and how much you put into the community. And thank you for walking it, coming down and giving us a scone so that we have our fuel for our Harley ride.
We need some fuel for that.
Well, you know, Cameron, we appreciate what you do for the city, too, and for our community. You're one of the young guys that are going to be taking over here in a couple of years. So it's nice to see how you've been associated with the city and what you know that you're looking for the future of the city. So thanks a lot.
Oh, you're very welcome, and it's a pleasure to serve, and it's very rewarding. You learn a lot, and I think there's more of our younger generation that are starting to try and get out and be active in the community. Pitch in, serve in one way or another. As you had, what was it, several months ago, we had the young entrepreneurs that came
in. Yeah, we're going to be doing that
Let's
again.
Let's do another series of that for in the fall. And speaking of young and vivacious and so accomplished, actually teaching classes right now at Simpson University on nutrition, on the phone with us is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, guys. Happy Friday.
Hey, how's it going with your classes out there?
Oh, it's great. It's a lot of fun.
Now, what are you teaching again? What's the course?
I'm teaching nutrition for nurses.
Nutrition for nurses, and Amy is also a wonderful trainer at Adamson's Peak Performance. You have a tip for the day?
I do. You know, with people's schedules, they don't have a lot of time to get everything in their day, and that includes sometimes a workout. So they want the most efficient way to lose that fat. Well, the best way to do that, obviously, first of all, you need to have a correct diet. And you guys, there's just no escaping that. You need to create a calorie deficit, so taking in less calories, but you still need to get in good carbohydrates, good proteins, and essential fatty acids. But as far as the exercise goes, when you're short on time, the best thing for you to do is what's called metabolic training. So in other words, you're going to do resistance training, but in a circuit fashion, so you keep your heart rate up. And so, for instance, you'd want to be able to work those large muscle groups, like your legs, your back, and your chest, because you're going to burn more energy that way, more calories. In fact, there was a study in the Journal of Applied Physiology that said that after doing a metabolic workout, the resistance training, only for 30 minutes, the metabolism stayed elevated for 38 hours after that exercise round. That would be like going from exercising 9 a.m. on Monday and then still having your system burning till midnight that Tuesday night the next day.
Well, I got to tell you, when you had Carl doing lunges the other day,
my metabolism is still going.
It took him about 3 days so that he could now straddle the iron horse.
I had to do it. I had to get help. Bob had to lift me up and put me onto it after those lunges you did. I mean, I'm sure I could handle that any time.
Is this where the
40
word,
years ago?
Is this where the word iron butt comes from?
Because iron thighs. Yeah. You're going to think iron butt today after 4 hours.
Long drive. We'll let you know all about it, Amy. When we come back, we'll go, yeah.
We'll come back and do the, we want to do stretchy, not that pushy stuff, you know.
Well, Amy Palko, thank you so much from Adamson's Peak Performance, and you always have such wonderful, good insight, and we encourage anybody who's, like, looking to make a change. You can not only have a fabulous trainer, but somebody who's an expert in nutrition as well. After all, she is teaching out at Simpson, and doing cross-training as well out at Adamson's. Have a great weekend,
guys.
Amy.
You too. Stay safe.
Thanks.
See you Monday.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Hey, speaking
iron
of...
Iron butt. Don't you have, like, a patch? Just that I'm an iron butt. I made it all the way to Sturgis. Isn't it called something like that?
There is an iron butt award.
Okay.
You have to do 1,000 miles in 24 hours.
No way.
That's way.
And who tells you? Who somebody waiting at the end of 1,000 miles?
No, what you do is you start when you start, you get a stamp on a gas receipt in a town. And then you have to get gas receipts all the way out because they have, you know, with the times on them. And you get gas receipts and you go out 500 or however you want to do it and make a swing or whatever, and you come back in and you've got to do 1,000 miles in 24 hours for the Iron Butt Award. And you get this neat little thing to put around your license plate that says, "I'm stupid, I did an iron butt."
And
okay,
girls,
it doesn't say I'm stupid.
And for girls, it's iron hiney.
It's, yeah, iron hiney. Hey, speaking of motorcycles, though, you know, anytime before we go out, I am not a mechanic. I mean, and she'll agree with that. So we take the Harley down to Rockies. And Bo, who owns Rockies, takes care of our bike. Takes care of our friends' bikes, too. But comes down and, you know, he goes, I go down there for a safety check, make sure everything's on there. And, well, Rocky goes out and he's looking, or Bo goes out and he's looking at the tires and he goes, "I better get a second opinion on that." Well, as soon as he says second opinion, I'm saying, pull it off. And so we replace the tire. He checks the engine mounts. He tightens everything up. He bled the brake lines. I mean, great service And, you know, and Bo has always done great work with us with our Harleys and with other bikes out there. So I recommend if you need something done on your bike, go out there to Rocky's. It, you know, he's not a sponsor. He's not an advertiser. Just us talking.
But he's like a great doctor. You know, when you go to the doctor and you have everything looked at, and you know, you're doing really well. Let's do a little of this, a little of that. So when we get on the bike now, we're riding for a long time. We feel secure.
I feel that, you know, new tire, you know, the bike set up now. Yeah. Because, you know, going where we're going today, 4 or 5 hours at a time is... Okay, our guest when we after our next segment is going to be a gentleman by the name of Rob Burrows, who heads up the Northern California Veterans Heritage Museum. He's got a big event going on this weekend. Plus, you know, we're going to be talking about things like Ahmadinejad and his thoughts on what happened on 9/11. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio. You know what? He is such an idiot.
Evil. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Yes, and people are on the chat room at KCNR1460.com.
We're going to get there in a second.
Yeah,
currently
6 after 8.
58 degrees, going to be high today of 92. The weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway. Again, tomorrow night, Candice Lavolsi doing her fabulous harp, premier harp music out at Anselmo's from 6 to 9, 474-5546. Before we go into Ahmadinejad. Oh, man, I can't... I want to talk about something really positive that Honey Bandit. Okay, here I've got it. You know, I've got half a word.
To her every day, yeah.
Honey Bandit.
Honey Bandit's on the mend.
It's on the mend.
Now, this is that little colt that was rounded up in that Susanville debacle with helicopters. And the little colt was, damaged, bitten. You know, mother's milk had dried up. It was in terrible shape. And Palomino and her crew out there took care of Honey Bandit. And they gave up, literally they call it Honey Bandit because they gave up their honeymoon to take care of this. To take care of this foal,
yeah.
And they've been sending photos. You know, colt's up on his feet. They got flooded at one point, and they took them out to Anselmo's ranch, Anselmo Vineyards. They've got a ranch out there, and they kept the colt out there for a couple of days. And they were very thankful for that, and they really, really were welcomed out there to take care of it.
Well, of course, a call came in from a loyal listener, and thank you so much for turning us on to that. As we're covering many things this morning, so that's very positive.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that Classic Cafe is having its 24th anniversary dinner, and it's going to be tonight from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., 2427 Athens Avenue, and the phone number there is 244-4939. Now, you know what? The ladies there are such nice people. They have supported the veterans, and in fact, if you go into the place, it looks like a museum. Practically, of photos, World War II photos, Korea, you know, Vietnam, Desert Storm, and the ladies there are so nice, and they have supported this community too. Been many events that they have volunteered their time and given of themselves freely and at no cost. So that's Classic Cafe, their 24th anniversary dinner, and it's going to be German food. And it's at 2427 Athens Avenue. Go down there and just stop by and have dinner with them. Now, our guest.
Good morning.
Our guest is Rob Burrows.
Senior Chief Robert Burrows.
Great.
And you know what? You are looking shiny. Like, I think maybe you're at the point with this fundraiser, this huge event you're putting on, that it looks to me, from looking at you, you're really happy with where it's going.
Well, right now things are finally starting to fall together. Today we're going to be getting everything set up out there. We've got a full set, a MASH. I don't know if anybody knows what a MASH is. MASH is a Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. And so we have built an exhibit of a Mobile Army Surgical Hospital. We'll be putting it up out there today. It'll have the full setup with like surgical team, and then it'll be set up like the bunk area, and it'll be really nice participation. We just pulled a 51 Dodge ambulance, Korean War ambulance, out of the shop with Don Steck over at Coachmasters this week. And
Don Steck,
you know,
Coachmasters, yeah,
Don
man.
Is he a great guy?
He's done
or
a
what?
Fantastic yeah. job.
Don
for us.
Steck has got to be. I mean.
He's a community icon,
but he cares, too. And I tell you what, he says he's going to do something, he does it.
Well, and, the ambulance looks like it's brand new. It looks like 1951. It's all back to its original color. It's got the Red Cross signs on the side of it. The interior is all back to its original. It's got the cots, everything inside. And so people will be able to, it'll be there right next to the surgical hospital, and it'll be just like being right there except for the bullets and the cold weather and everything else. But we'll have the full tent set up, like a small, medium GP, 20-man tent, and the whole nine yards. And so when people come in, it's not just about the party. It's not just about having a good time. It's about learning. It's about remembering our Korean and Vietnam War veterans, because that's what it's all about. That's what the MASH was all about, is taking care of those veterans and then and those soldiers in the field. And then go ahead and see exactly where they were, what it was like as far as the equipment and stuff that they had. And so it's an educational. It's a great opportunity to bring the family out, because – you know, kids under nine and under are free. So if a couple wants to come out and they want to have a good time in the evening, they can learn some stuff. The kids can come and they can eat for free hot dogs and different things like that. The adult dinners, tri-tip and barbecue chicken. And, of course, Mayor Patrick Jones is going to be out there. He's going to be barbecuing for us and doing that. When we have Les Baugh is going to be out there. He's going to be our MC. And Tom Fasenko is going to be our auctioneer. And so we've just got a great community support from our community leaders. And then a great evening with a couple bands and just a good time. So we're just really excited about bringing this to the community. It'll be an annual event for us from now on for our fall fundraiser for the museum.
And I hear that there's a USO tour, a USO show that's going to be opening the night.
That's right. In fact, the MASH program that's going to be coming in October here at the McLaughlin Auditorium over at Sequoia Middle School, they'll be doing some plays for us, or a portion of that play for us tonight, and giving our audience a clue as to what's going to be going on as their program sets out. So it's a good foretaste of their program, but also of exactly the music and the whole era for that time frame.
Well, you know what we have in my hand here? I have two tickets for the MASH Bash, and these are for adults who are 35, and for children, a child is 25, but under 10 is free.
That's correct.
Okay, I have two tickets to give away to the second caller at 605-4567. Two tickets to the MASH Bash for tomorrow. It's going to be a great time. Two tickets we're going to give away to the second caller at 605-4565. We got to take a break. Carla and the Bot, Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:15 in the morning, September 24th. Virginia won the tickets. Virginia won the tickets. Thanks, everybody, for calling. And, Virginia, come on in and pick them up. You can't win anything else now for 60 days. So, you know, next time we give away something, don't be calling in. You can call and say hello, though. So, but thanks for listening, Virginia. She says she has it on in her office.
The station.
We in the back room. Well, we like that. Okay.
And to clarify, what does she have on in her office?
That's the station. Anyway, Senior Chief Robert Burrows, who is the curator and CEO and generally does everything for the Northern California
Chief Cook and Bottle Washer.
Yeah, Veterans Heritage Museum. But there's a lot of people involved with it.
We have a good team, yes.
Yeah. And we're talking about the MASH Bash. We want to talk about other things. For people that don't know this, and is that Rob and I served in Fallujah, Al Anbar Province, back in 2006, 2007.
Right. Pretty hot
together.
Back
then. Yeah, it was. Now, you know, people go, oh, the war's over. We put out our combat troops. What do you think about that?
I think that they're being misled completely. You know, the CBT that's still there, combat battalions that are still there in Iraq, that just the names have changed, they are still going out on the same combat missions every single day. They are not being left behind the wire so the Iraqis can go out and do those missions. The Americans, our troops, our military men and women are still going out and doing combat missions every single day, regardless of what the administration is saying.
They can call it, you can change the name, but if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, it's got feathers like a duck, guess what? Probably a duck. Unless it's, you know, unless it's a government program, then it's called, then it's a then it's a swan. But here's the thing is that what we're trying to say is, don't think Iraq is over. Iraq has calmed down a lot. It really has.
Yeah.
We won there. We trampled all over Al-Qaeda. along with the Iraqis' help. We couldn't have done it without the Iraqis' help.
Absolutely.
They stepped up. They did a lot. It cost them. It cost them families. It cost them fathers and mothers. I mean, they fought, but they fought against al-Qaeda. They saw what al-Qaeda wanted, and they did not want that. They joined with us to win. But it's not over yet.
No, it's not over yet.
The reason that those 50,000 troops are there, which is, by the way, has been a plan for a long time.
It was originally part of the step down.
It wasn't just hatched under the Obama administration.
Right.
We saw this back in when we were there, 2006, 2007.
That was part of the main plan,
and that was to keep them in these different camps, and that was, you know, that was going to be what happened. But what we're trying to get across is it is not over. It's gotten a lot better, but they're still fighting out there, and then. In Afghanistan.
Afghanistan right now is very, very hot.
Oh. It just had nine more.
In that helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And then we've got CVs. Our battalion, my battalion, NMCB 18, is there in Afghanistan at this time. And I get news from them almost every single day from some of the fellow chiefs. And they are taking enemy action every single day. They are seeing enemy action. And it's not, nor CVs normally don't see enemy action as a whole. But the battalion as a whole this time, where just about everywhere they are located, because they're located throughout the entire country, they are seeing action throughout the entire country.
Yeah, and the, you know, it's...
It makes you wonder about our press. It makes you wonder about what we're being fed.
Oh, exactly. That's one of the biggest reasons we want to put this museum in, is because the story needs to be told by the veteran, not the media. The media is very agenda-driven. The veteran comes back and he tells the story, or she tells the story as they experienced it, because it's an experience. And when they're fortunate enough to come back home after they've experienced a life-changing event such as combat, they have a totally different story to tell. And a lot of times they don't tell that story because it's so horrific in their life that they hold it in, and that's where the PTSD comes from. So this museum's about telling the truth. It's about allowing soldiers, sailors, Marines, airmen to be able to have a healing process by telling their story and seeing the stories of others where they served also. Hey, I was not alone. There were other individuals that served and went through the same thing that I did. And so it gives them a peace and an opportunity for them to be able to come clean in their heart and their soul and their mind so that they can get on with their life. Because a lot of people, boy, we just hang on to this. And it surfaces when we don't know it. When we least expect it, this comes back up. In years, in 20, 30, 40 years later, I've talked to, you know, some Korean vets and some even some World War II veterans as we're doing the Veterans History Project. But even a lot of the Vietnam vets, They put it away, and now all of a sudden there's certain things happen, and boom, all of a sudden it's there, and they can't control it. And it's very embarrassing at times because you actually lose control of your emotions and everything else. And so it's that's why they hunker down, and they don't say anything, and they don't do anything, and it creates attitudes and animosity and just a lot of pain and hurt in families and things like that. So this is really going to give us an opportunity to share these stories and for people to come and help to start healing process.
I think one of the important things for this, too, is that hopefully our children will not have to fight in wars. I don't believe that.
My son's out there
right now,
and my
son-in-law, you know, 4 years in the Corps, is out along the border right now with U.S. Marshals trying to protect the borders, which it's not even going to that
another
right
story.
Now. Yeah, it's not going to that right now. But, so we pray that our grandkids don't have to go through what we did. I don't see that happening. I just don't see it happening. This is going to continue.
It is.
What's happening now is going to continue.
Ahmadinejad.
When you got people like Ahmadinejad, this man who gets up and says, well, everybody knows 9/11 was caused by the United States. It was plotted by the United States. Any sane person knows that. It was a plot carried out by our government against the citizens of the United States.
But you do know there's conspiracy theory, Carl.
Yes,
people do believe that.
I just can't believe the idiocy of people who believe that. I'm not saying that they are bad people, that they're evil people that believe this.
Well,
but my God, how can you believe that our own government would attack us like that? But let's even get past that. How do you even plot the logistics of this?
You don't do that. It's not comprehensible.
No, it's not. And
those people that believe that, those are the same individuals, Carl. They believe anything that's out there. And so those people are almost a lost cause.
Yeah, well, you know, and this guy, so now Ahmadinejad has now become a believer, which, by the way, certain members of the Obama administration were big in this and had to be replaced. And I'm sure that others kept their mouth shut. Hey, we got to take a break here, Carl. And Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio and KCNR 1460. Our guest is Senior Chief Robert Burrows. curator, CEO, and just general man about town for the Northern California Veterans Heritage
We're
Museum.
We're in the middle of it.
Join us after
there
these minutes.
There is no place like...
KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop on Athens Avenue. So you first probably go down to, first you go over and get your haircut, then you go down to Classic Cafe for dinner. DC, Tim, and the Man in Black. I was just in there yesterday. And Tim.
They did your ears.
They did my ears. Well, they did my ears. Black. But, Tim. You can identify Tim by his tattoos. And when you walk in. Now, he's proud of that. And his handlebar mustache. Well, that's Tim.
A magnificent one at that.
A magnificent one like that. And if his hands didn't shake, he'd probably be a perfect barber.
Next time,
there, Tim, that was for you.
Next time, I want you to really do a military buzz for me.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'll just have him there'll be no waxing, because there's no waxing at the Cypress Square Barbershop. There's no waxing. There's no pedicures. There's no nails. Great haircuts. They give you great prices. And if you're a veteran, they give you a discount if you're a veteran going into Cypress Square Barbershop. And remember, it's man's last stronghold. You go in there, you're not going to see Oprah on the TV. All right. Our guest is Senior Chief Robert Burroughs.
Good morning again.
Okay. We're talking about a number of things. We're talking about the mash bash that's going on, but Ahmadinejad. He stood up there in front of the UN Assembly. Of course, the U.S. walked out, as they should have. They should have thrown their shoes at him, as Linda said.
There you
said.
Go, exactly.
The thing about this guy is, this is the man, everybody's going, we can control this. This is the man that, is he the one that's going to have his finger on the trigger?
He already does.
Well, see, here's the thing is, if they get nuclear weapons, which goes back and forth, they're 2 years away. Oh, hey, they're getting close. Oh, the Russians aren't going to give them give them material. The thing about it is that is he the one that has the powers at the Khamenei's, Ayatollah Khamenei, behind him that has the power? Is there a power struggle going on? At what point does he become so dangerous that it leaves other people in the region no recourse but to go after him?
And who's to say that another faction doesn't come in and take him out and then take control and do whatever that they want?
No.
Did I hear annihilation of Israel?
Israel does not have a right to live. And he has said that. Of course, the Holocaust didn't happen. And gays get a fair are treated fairly in Iran.
They're all beheaded the same.
Yeah. And the other thing, too, he says, there was a woman getting ready to be put to death, I think, in Virginia for murder.
She's gone.
She's gone. She's gone.
Yeah, day before.
She was the first woman that's been put to death in Virginia, like 95 years, first one in the United States. Ahmadinejad said, this is cruel. This is a cruel punishment from a cruel people. This is the country that is stoning a woman to death. They bury her up to her chest, and then they stone her to death for adultery. Now,
well, this is the chick who stood there and rifled through the man's pockets as he was bleeding out.
Yeah. I mean, whether you believe in the death penalty or not, to have Ahmadinejad tell us that we're a cruel country when they cut people's hands off for petty theft. Let's kind of take a real good look at who's saying this. But the part that really bothers me is that he's invited to speak in front of colleges and universities. He's given this notoriety. Oh, let's have him. Oh, they vie to have him on and listen to his lies. They give him this world platform, like what he says has got anything to do with truth or reality.
Goes back to our false
media.
Hey,
Bob, can we all have a cup of coffee there that you're pouring?
We all can hear that.
Yeah.
Did you hear that? Where were you just then?
I'm sorry, Bob. Is that microphone on? Are we interfering over there with you drinking coffee?
No comment.
How about turning off the microphone then?
Okay.
All right, forget what I was saying. So what kind of coffee was that, Bob?
I apologize. I didn't think it was going to pick up.
Microphone's on, Bob.
Hey, it's
90 seconds to break.
Yeah. In case you're wondering about the weather, it's going to be high today of 92. Yeah. And our guest today is Rob Burroughs. We're talking about the Mash Bash. We just gave away two tickets. Congratulations.
To Virginia.
And we're going to talk a little bit more about the event. And I think there was something that we talked about at the break that is really, really important about how so many of our veterans are coming to events, and they're getting a chance to, like with this event that you're putting on, this is very much like what's going to happen with the Northern California Heritage Museum, which is going to be opening here in the near future. But this is a way for people to revisit history, learn about where we were, what we've done, and to for those who have served in our country, too, for brothers to get together and sisters to get together and talk about, you know, we were there.
Well, you know, I'll give you an example.
But we've got like 30 seconds. Let's wait till we get back on the other side on that. You know, the big thing, though, is that it also allows the children to see what grandpa and great-grandpa went through.
Exactly.
And that's very important. It helps them see why does grandpa act like that? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, September 24th. It is 8:35 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. You know, get in the chat, KCNR 1460. And they are just at each other today. You know, then they leave, then they come back, then they're at each other again. Our guest is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. We're talking about a number of things, but this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. I really like this place. Besides just having the finest walk-in humidor for cigars, you know, any type of tobacco products you could get there. Espresso Joe's, the greatest coffee at great prices. Then you have the meeting room right next door that has got free Wi-Fi. You know, a lot of places now are charging for Wi-Fi. They don't want people in there. Well, Tobacco and Brew provides that for the community in a community room. In fact, we're going to be back there here in a couple of weeks. On Fridays at noon, we're going to have our Friday lunches again. We're going to have the candidates in and give you a chance to meet the candidates from that are running for the city council. And speaking of that, next week we're going to have on Francie Sullivan, Sue Seychow, who I understand is a breath of fresh air in this campaign. I can't wait to have him on. And Patrick Jones, and you know, kind of stand by for that one. We also have Dr. Randy Smith on, who's going to be talking about cleaning up the waters. And next Friday will be a surprise guest that will just blow your socks right off, if you have socks. Bob doesn't. Don't talk, Bob. You already had your chance. You used it by pouring coffee.
Hey, by the way, we're talking with Rob Burrows regarding the event tomorrow night. Tomorrow, actually, from 4 to 8, the Mash Bash.
4 to 10.
4 to 10, excuse me, and it's at the Air Shasta.
Why don't you have Rob tell us
okay.
about it?
Absolutely. It's going to be out at Air Shasta right there at the airport on Flight Drive. And Dave Everson, he's going to have some helicopter rides going out there. So the great thing about this is, you know, with the MASH, because it's a surgical hospital, mobile surgical hospital, with having the helicopters in there, we're going to have the sound of the helicopters coming in and out of there as Dave's giving helicopter rides and things like that. So it's going to be bringing it right back to the basics of kind of what it was like. Of course, never close to what it was actually like. I wouldn't want to insult our Korean War veterans because I know it was a horrific time, just like it was when we were in Iraq at times. But what it does is it gives the community an idea, an understanding of what a surgical hospital looked like, and then the sound of the helicopters and things like that. The Veterans History Association will be out there with the Huey. So we'll have the 62 UH-1 Bravo helicopter out there on the trailer. We'll have a couple of Jeeps out there, Korean War Jeeps and the ambulance, and then the whole setup. And then also, we have a 51 Beach B-19 airplane that'll be out there also that'll be during that time frame. So it's going to be a great opportunity for people to come out and enjoy a great evening, be able to see the historical items for back to honoring our Korean War and our Vietnam War veterans, and then also be able to support the museum.
That's tomorrow.
It is tomorrow. Tomorrow at 4 o'clock. So
tickets are $35. Okay, if somebody's going, I'm going to get out there. What do we do? Can they get them at the door, or you're encouraging people to get them today?
Well, we are encouraging them to get them today. They can call the museum office at 378-2280, or they can also go on the website and view the PayPal, which is norcalveteransmuseum.org, and they can purchase the tickets on PayPal, and then we'll call those tickets at the door, so they don't have to wait for them to come in the mail. We'll have them there waiting for them at the door.
You can also buy them at?
You can buy them at Tobacco and Brew. Tobacco and Brew, Joe and Shelly over there, they've been supporting us, and we are really appreciative of their support for what we're doing. And also there's tickets over at Jones Fort.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Joe and Shelly, you know, they're supportive of our community and the veterans.
And the veterans.
I mean, what can you say about them? I mean, they're great.
They are very, and she's very personable. I mean, you go in there, chat with her. She's always, you know, she always has time to have a conversation with you, and so just a really good business for our community.
And it looks like our weather is going to be agreeable this weekend.
It
as
is.
Well.
It's
going to
be great. We'll have great weather for the evening. No rain. It'll be got good temperatures till probably around 8 or 10 o'clock, and then obviously it'll be sweater.
Perfect time to go up into helicopter. If you have not done it and you want to do it, this is the perfect time to do it. Go over the MASH unit.
Oh, and then we've got the bands are going to be there, too. So we've got band, one of the bands, our local band, and then also four old guys, Fog. They'll be there. And so, and these are veterans. I mean, these guys are, you know
Fog. Yeah,
we're supporting our veterans in our veterans program. So that's what it's all about.
Hot Loops and Clinger Costume Contest.
That's right. And we want to say thank you to Karen over at Wonderland Science. She's been helping out immensely with what we've got going.
Go, Karen.
And then she also has Chameleon Costumes.
Absolutely.
And so if people are still looking for costumes, they can get a hold of Chameleon Costumes for items for that also.
She is my girl. I just think that she is an amazing talent right here.
Well, don't ever ask her to do something for you or to hire her unless you want a
full participation
right. on this woman's part.
She's fantastic.
Let's go to the phones. Brad. Good morning.
Hi.
What's up, Brad?
I'm calling representing the Challenged Athletes Foundation, and I'm going to be doing a fundraiser today at Tobacco and Brew.
Okay. This is the bicycle?
Challenged Athletes Foundation.
Yeah, you were on the show the other day.
Yes, sir, I was.
Okay, Brad, you know what? You know, we support you in this, and so people just need to go down at Tobacco and Brew. Is that correct?
Meet you and find out about how many miles you're going to be riding.
Yes, please. I'm going to be doing 620 miles in a week.
That's right.
From San Francisco to San Diego, down the one.
And this Challenged Outreach is for athletes who have lost limbs.
Correct.
And and you have you lost the lower part of your leg. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. My right leg from the knee down.
Yeah. So you're going to be riding that 612 miles.
Yes, sir, I will, along with other people with double amputations, and there's going to be a couple quadriplegics on hand cycles, and it's going to be a good time.
Brad, when are you down at Tobacco and Brew today?
I'm going to be there from 4 to 8.
Okay.
We encourage people to stop by there, see Brad. You know, we had him on the show, and he's a courageous young man, and he's doing this for a good cause and a good program, the Challenged Athletes. And, Brad, good luck. Let us know. Keep in touch with us. Let us know how you're doing here.
Yes, sir, and if anybody would like to go online and look at it, we're at thechallengedathletes.org. Of course, that's www.challengedathletes.org.
All right. Hey, Brad, thank you very much.
All right, thank you all.
You bet. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a quick break.
You're listening to KCNR 1460. Good morning, Friday. This is KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media. Let's go right to the phones. Mark, hi, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
Great, well, this is Mark Beecham, and he's calling in to talk to us about his column for tomorrow.
Yeah, I've got a column in tomorrow's paper, a weekly column, and this particular column is about what I think is a wave of residential and automobile thefts going on in Reading, and get some tips from the Reading Police Department as to how to minimize your chances of being victimized. But, you know, Carl, this is the neighborhood that I'm in here. You know the neighborhood because you lived here once. The house right across the street was burglarized Wednesday morning. People were away, and the bad guys got in through the back on the deck and through the bedroom window, or the bathroom window, I guess, and took a whole bunch of flat-screen TVs, and I don't know what else, but they pretty much ransacked the house, and then they left out the front door. And friends and neighbors report this is going on all over this neighborhood and all over the west side pretty routinely now. So we don't live in the small town that we used to live in, and we need to be ever more mindful about locking doors and making sure car doors are locked as well, and we don't have anything of value in cars, like anything valuable that's visible anyway, like cell phones or iPods or purses or, you know, little laptop computers. But I guess the lesson here is that the Reading police, they're short-staffed, and, you know, burglary is not something that they're they have the manpower to investigate anymore. And we've got a situation where we're laying off cops, and our jail is dysfunctional now. A third of it's closed, and people who are arrested for burglary are bailed almost immediately. So it's kind of a free fire zone, unfortunately.
Well, Mark, I'm going around Facebook, too. I mean, we've heard people who have also had their cars broken into, iPods stolen. Like you said, and so, you know, that's what, whenever we always have people at our house, of course, too, that stay, because we don't like to leave our house unoccupied for that very reason, you know, and people, they're casing, and from what we understand, what we're hearing is that people are actually go by and case. That is why you don't want to put your garbage cans out in front of your house 3 days beforehand, and you don't want to leave them out afterwards, because someone's going to drive by and they're going to see that. That's just a big indication of that.
And do not send pictures of your vacation in real time from Facebook. That's the same thing as saying, I'm not home, come visit me. You know, come to my empty house.
You know, I don't know how much of this is the local economy. The local economy obviously is terrible, but I think a big part of it is drug addicts who are out in need of money for a fix. And we've got a terrible, terrible problem in this town with meth. And people on meth, they need money for it, and they're up for 3 or 4 days at a stretch. And they're able to, you know, case during the day and rob at night. So, you know, the tips I got back from the Reading Police Department, I'll read a couple of them. They're kind of generic, but, you know, if you follow them, you really do minimize your chances of being victimized, because burglary of this nature, of your car or your house, is really a crime of opportunity. These guys, at least not yet, they're not breaking into the house while people are there and stealing stuff.
Yeah, they're just taking an easy target.
Right, and so the job of us, the police can't help you, because they always arrive too late. Even if we had a fully staffed police department, they still arrive too late. Our job is to make it as difficult as possible for the bad guys to succeed. And they're suggesting making sure simple stuff, you know, close all exterior doors to your home during the day and the night. Check all the door locks, make sure they're working properly. Make sure you close your roll-up garage door when you leave, and especially when you're at home. A lot of people leave their garage door open, apparently. I don't have a garage door, but that certainly is an easy target. Put in some secondary locks on windows. And exterior lighting, motion detectors on lights in the front yard and the backyard, that's a good investment. Prune shrubbery so it doesn't block the view of doors or windows from the street. That's a real problem I notice over here in West Reading, in these houses that have been here quite a while. They've got landscaping that grows up and completely obscures the view of the house from the street.
Hey Mark, we're going to have to take a break now. All this is in your article, right? And,
yeah.
And you're going to be on. You're going to be on our guest next week, also, right?
Yeah.
Because I want to talk. We've got a number of things we need to talk about.
But the column comes out tomorrow, and it's Mark Beecham, and there's some really wonderful information in there, Mark. And we always appreciate you here on KCNR with your valuable input and your eyes and ears as a reporter.
Right. Well, one final thought. Start a neighborhood watch program if you don't have one.
That's, you know what, that's a great idea, because that area you live in, it's a very nice area.
You know, a lot of older people here, and they can get involved and make a difference. So,
yeah.
Okay. I think the neighborhood watch works on any neighborhood. And if you see a neighborhood watch sign as you're driving in, if you're a bad guy, you might think, well, I'll go someplace where there isn't a sign. So
you just try. You want to push them so they find another target besides you.
Right.
Okay. All right, Mark. Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet.
We'll see you next week. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we got
to take a break here, and we want to also thank so much Rob Burrows.
Hey, you're welcome. Thanks for the opportunity.
And thank you for the tickets, and the MASH Bash is tomorrow.
And you can get tickets at Tobacco and Brew, Jones Fort, or call you.
Call the museum at 378-2280.
Have a spectacular event.
Have a great one. You know what, Rob? You're a great American.
Yeah.
Well, we do the best we can.
All right.
We're going to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460. We'll see you right after these messages.
Back. I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's 8:55 in the morning, September 24th. Our last segment. brought to you by B&T Satellite right out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley, been in the business 15 years, puts in Dish Satellite, does great work, guarantees his work. 244-1988. He put in Dish Satellite at our house, and we are so happy about it. Does great work. We, you know, 8,422 channels, and I still watch RFD, whatever that is. Okay, hey, look. The two guests that we have in here, we just pulled them in here. They're fighting to get them in. They're friends, Pam and Rick Hill.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning, Carl and Linda.
Now, Rick.
You guys are dressed in leather.
Yes, we're getting ready to
We're all getting
out.
Ready to take out. Now, Rick is world famous now for being Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County style. And, you know, and I think he's world famous for the, what was the last dance that you did there, Rick?
That was the Paso Doble.
Okay,
that,
the Paso Doble. Now, when you think
that was
Paso
the money
Doble.
Dance.
Yes, that was the money dance. That's the one where people would stuff money into his jars, his containers out there in the lobby.
Thank you.
That's right. So after the dance, I saw people taking money out of that. I don't know. Was that?
I didn't see that part. Thank you, Carl.
Yeah, his wife made him wear this lacy something. I'm not sure what it was, but what he did, we all stood up and gave him the wave.
It was a bib.
I had this image up until that last comment. So
you did great. You know what? You all raised the Dance with the Stars raised like over $65,000 for the women's shelter. And you know what a great job. You know what great sports all of you were.
You know, it was a fantastic event, and I was really happy to be a part of it. Got to know some great people. We just had a great time.
Yeah. Now, Rick heads up Morgan Stanley here in this area, and we want to have you on in the coming weeks here to talk about what's going on with the economy.
Sure.
You know, you think, okay, they told us the recession is over. It's been over for a year, and we just didn't notice it.
Right.
And so, I mean, that was a surprise. You know, I think they should have told us.
Yeah, they should have let us know about a year ago.
Yeah, a year ago. Hey, it's over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, you know, they just had a new high number of new unemployment hit the streets today.
It changes every day. You see the markets change every day with the unemployment figures coming out and the jobs reports. And, you know, one day it's positive, the next day it's not. It's I'm not seeing it around
people,
here.
Yeah, how can people figure this out? I mean, you know, you're and I mean, which way to go on these? I mean, that's a long question or probably a long answer. But
well, I think, you know, investment wise, we're staying pretty conservative right now, and I just don't feel it's a prudent thing to take any real chances right now with the economy and the state it's in. I mean, I just look around here and talk to business owners and ask them what's happening with their businesses. That's the best gauge I've found. So
yeah, well, President Obama says it's getting better.
Yeah, well, I'm
of course three of his four of his three out of the four of his economic advisors have jumped ship. Think does that tell us anything?
Yeah, just because they're leaving, that doesn't mean anything.
No, right? And Rahm Emanuel. Oh no, I wanted to be mayor. Rahm, I wanted to be mayor of Chicago. Emanuel. Okay,
it's a scary thing. Right,
the man
now.
Who walks up to other men in the shower naked and says, you know, and pokes them in the chest. Yeah, I'm going, hey, you know what? There's something wrong here.
Ooh. I didn't get that newsflash.
Okay.
Well, what's the selected route today?
Yeah, which way are we going?
Well, we're going to, it's kind of a surprise for you guys. You know, we want you to have a good time, but we're going to take the back roads and see some country, stay off the freeway as much as possible, and just have a good time. Pam plotted out the route here, so she's got a pretty good idea.
Pam is so meticulous.
Oh, yeah.
You are such the planner, Pam. You are the queen of fundraising, I always say. If you ever want to raise funds and do an incredible event, bring in Pam Hill.
Oh, thank you very much. There's some very worthwhile causes in this community, so I feel very proud to be part of the ones that I am proud of. So the route that we're taking today, we're going to head down I-5, catch out of Corning, catch 99, and head down through Oroville and Grass Valley and come out down along South Lake Tahoe. So it should be a beautiful ride.
Come out of the top of South Lake Tahoe and ride down around the lake, and should be a beautiful day. Have some lunch in Grass Valley.
At Humpty Dumpty Kitchen.
Yeah.
How does that sound? It's been there since 1948.
Humpty Dumpty Kitchen since 1948. Gosh, that was, gosh, what, Rick, you were, what, 8, 9 years old then?
Yeah, that's about it, yeah.
We got
some of the same staff is still there, too.
Hey, okay, this is Friday. Next week, we've got a number of guests. We're heating it up with the city council, Francie Sullivan on Monday. Susei Chow, I believe, will be on Friday. Thursday would be Patrick Jones. Dr. Randy Smith, who's going to be talking about the water cleanups, the cleanup of the creeks and the and our rivers, will be on Tuesday. We've got a full week next week lined up. We'll be back Monday morning, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, with a little sore.
And don't forget all the fabulous local programming this Saturday and
Absolutely.
Sunday.
Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.